And listeners, we're joined in the studio this morning on Monday Sports Roundup on 101.5 FM Sports by Rhonda Newton. Rhonda is the, believe it or not, the Walking Netball Program Manager from Queensland Netball. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you join us in the studio. Walking Netball. Now, it's a program designed for all ages for fun, fitness and laughter, which allows people who have never played to join in. And it sounds like my sort of a game, Walking Netball. How did it start?
Well, it actually started by accident. I was coaching my under-13s team and noticed that a lot of the parents standing on the sidelines were looking a bit unfit, and asked them if they would join, if I could teach them walking netball. I went to Netball Queensland and asked them to insure these parents, and they asked me, "Oh, Rhonda, what are you doing? That sounds fantastic. Why don't you do a 6-week trial for us?" And it exploded from there, and now I work for Netball Queensland running the whole program.
So it's a slower version of the game.
Yes.
And it is netball, but at a walking pace. And as we said, it's designed so anyone can play regardless of age, ability or fitness level.
Absolutely. So we will adapt the game to suit anybody who turns up. So we have people with all sorts of health issues and injuries. And we will cater for any fitness level, any health injury, any type of ability.
So how long has it been going?
The trial started last year in June. We did a 4-week trial and 70 people turned up. And it was so popular we had to extend it for another 4 weeks.
All netballers or people who've never played netball or from other sports?
Both. Both, yeah, absolutely.
Male, female?
Both. We have a lot of men that are joining now. Some get dragged along with their wives.
Partners, yes. Understand that.
But they love it, and now they come every week and enjoy it just as much as the ladies. And, you know, we have people, we have kids. We've got a few in their teens that have actually hurt themselves at netball. And they come back to play walking netball as a bit of a pathway back to playing the traditional netball. We have people going through cancer treatments. We have people with hip replacements, knee reconstructions, you name it. They're all on the netball court. And we actually have families that play together.
So it's a great way to stay active with minimal risk of injury, increase fitness, and you meet a bunch of new friends.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It's a lot about the cake and coffee afterwards.
Put back on those calories. Yeah. Yes, put that back on.
That's right. You know, I had a lady that said to me that we were the only people she spoke to all week. And
that social interaction is so important.
Yeah, absolutely is. And she now plays 3 days a week, and she just loves it.
So you mentioned about insurance. So is there a registration fee, or how does your insurance get covered?
Okay, so it's all covered by the Netball Queensland's insurance, and the games are $12 a game, and you don't have to sign up for a whole season, which is fabulous because we know that
fast food sport.
Yes, retired people like to go on cruises. I lose a lot of walking netballers to cruises.
Well, maybe you could introduce that to cruises.
We have spoken about that.
Speak to the companies about that. I'm sure they'd be happy.
Absolutely. So we try and do it as flexible as possible. So you can come whenever you are free and you just pay your $12. So you register online at Walking Netball Brisbane. And once you're registered, it's really easy just to pay week by week. You can pay for the whole season if you want to, but you can pay as you go as well.
Now, when you're talking about the walking netball officials, mm-hmm. and same principle applies to them, or do you have people from within the group that do that themselves? How's that work?
It's very relaxed. We don't even score.
Okay.
So we take the competitiveness out of walking netball, so it's more about fun and fitness. It also decreases the risk of injury because, you know, we're not playing for sheep stations. We're just out there to increase our fitness, increase our mobility, have that social interaction. Absolutely.
Three key ingredients for well-being.
Oh, yes.
Very key.
Yeah.
Now, you've got programs at some different venues, North Lakes, and that's on Wednesdays at 11 a.m.
Yes, that's correct.
You've got Nathan there at the Queensland State Netball Centre. That's Mondays and Thursdays.
Yes.
You've got Mount Gravatt there at 10 a.m. Mondays. Moray Field at the Sports and Events Centre, Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Yes.
And Downey Park, 7 p.m. on a Monday, and Pine Rivers on Saturday at 2 p.m. on the afternoon.
That's right.
But you're also looking to start programs in how many new venues, Rhonda?
We are starting next week at Bribey Island, Maroochydore, Caboolture, Redlands, Nambour. We're starting up Logan, Southport, Carrara, the Gold Coast is starting. And now we're moving up to the coast towards Bundaberg, Hervey Bay. Whitsundays is starting in Cairns. So it's slowly expanding.
Now, I suppose one of the other advantages is the fact that the times that it's being played at these venues would be downtime for them.
Yes, yes, the venues are getting a lot out of it. We generally play, if it's in the evenings, we generally play on outdoor courts. Indoor venues are, one, very expensive, and two, generally booked out. So in the evenings we're playing mostly on outdoor courts. During the day we're playing on the indoor courts, and the venues love us because if we went there, no one would be there.
Exactly right. So
that's right. And they're more than happy for us to sit around for an hour afterwards and have a chat and have coffee and cake.
And put those calories back on, as we say.
But then you've got to come the week after to do it all over again.
Oh, look, Rhonda Newton, the program manager for Walking Netball at Queensland Netball. This is fantastic. And in the space of 12 months, you've gone, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you're nearly a dozen venues already.
Yeah.
That's one a month.
Yes, we have about 220 people playing walking netball every week. And that's huge considering we didn't have any June last year. So
Less than 12 months.
Absolutely. It's growing quickly.
So, Rhonda, where can people find out more information about walking netball?
On our website, it's Walking Netball Brisbane. All the venues are there, all the locations, times, my contact details. If you're sitting at home feeling a bit nervous about trying this, just give me a call. I'll talk about walking netball all day.
That certainly would be the case. 0439 706 077. And Walking Netball at queensland.q.org.au. Wonderful. Rhonda, thank you very much for joining us. Rhonda Newton from Queensland Netball, the Walking Netball Program Manager. It's my sort of sport. It sounds absolutely
wonderful.
We should
come along and play.
Come along and play.
Join in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Certainly sounds wonderful. And as you said, it's a great way to stay active, minimal risk of injury, increase your fitness and meet a bunch of new friends. I like the coffee and the cake.
Yeah, the best part.
Best part. Well, thank you very much for joining us in the studio here, Rhonda. And all the best with the initiative.
Thank you.
And looking at that there, I have no doubt it's going to grow and increase without any problem at all.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problems. It was great to chat with Rhonda Newton from Queensland Netball, the walking program manager from Queensland Netball.